It's called the Women's Veterans Network, or WOVEN, and the Veterans One-Stop Center of Western New York is bringing it to Buffalo, boosted by a $10,000 grant secured by Assemblymember Monica Wallace. She delivered a ceremonial check Wednesday and says it's challenging for all veterans to transition from military to civilian life, but even more so for women.
For example, women veterans take an average of 3 months longer to find civilian employment. Many are single parents, so their transition is also accompanied by additional challenges faced by single parents, such as finding housing, finding a job that fits with your child's schedule, finding childcare, getting to those dental and doctor appointments.
Alyssa Vasquez is manager of the private first class Joseph Dwyer program at the One Stop Center and says when it was she making the transition, she did not immediately appreciate the need for support programs specifically for women. She does now.
I felt like it was unnecessary, and I felt like all of us are an American flag. We don't need to be segregated. But then I really, as I've listened to the stories of female veterans who have felt isolated, or they felt like not a veteran, like they weren't able to actually acknowledge that out loud, or they've walked into the VA and somebody has automatically assumed that it was their spouse that was the veteran and not them. It's through these interactions that I've really grown to appreciate the importance of it.
Vasquez says more than three dozen women have already expressed interest in participating. And while WOVEN will be hosted at their Buffalo location, the One Stop Center would consider hosting programs at its Lockport office in the future if there is enough demand. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.